大家打开路德记，今天早上我们要跟大家一起来思想路德记。
Please turn your Bibles to the book of Ruth. Today we will look at the book of Ruth together.
为什么看路德记呢？
Why are we looking at the book of Ruth?
因为我们教会都在读旧约，那么在在来临的星期五，你们应该就会开始读路德记。
We're looking at the book of Ruth today because we have, as a church, been reading the Old Testament. And this week, we will, in our reading plan, we'll begin reading the book of Ruth.
那么在，所以现在你应该还在读四世纪。
So today, you should still be in the book of Judges.
所以当我们来到路德记的时候，是借替这个四世纪讲完的时候呢，我们就看路德记。
So as we look at the book of Ruth today, it will help you to move from the book of Judges into this new book.
那么路德记是一本大家都很喜欢的书。
Now the book of Ruth is a well-loved book.
但是这本书里面呢，充满了许多的这个甜蜜跟苦涩，就是人生有许多的苦楚，但是当中也有甜蜜的时候。
And it's a book where the sweetness of life mingles with the pain of life.
所以当路德一开始的时候呢，一开始的时候他就讲到路德第一章第一节说，当士师秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒，就讲到有一个人拿欧米，他跟他全家去了这个埃及，然后呢，在那边他的丈夫死了，儿子也死了，剩下他的媳妇。所以人生碰到许多的苦难，在这种情况下有什么结果呢？
Now the book of Ruth opens with the words, in the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a man of Bethlehem and his family, including his wife Naomi and their two sons, went to the land of Moab to escape this famine. Along the way, we see that her husband, Naomi's husband, dies, as well as her sons, and she is left with her daughters-in-law. And such is the pain and reality of life.
So, 人生地不熟，下到摩亚地，然后在那里寻求生活，但是在那里家破人亡，已经没有人了，这样怎么办呢？所以在人生遭遇最苦难的当中，应该怎么样面对呢？
And it is a tragic story because this family leaves the land. Because of the famine, in order to escape it, they enter Moab looking for a better future. But there they find that one by one their family members die. How do we deal with such tragedy in our lives?
今天我们还在过年的过中国年的时候呢，我们还大家都兴高采烈，但是不是所有的人都兴高采烈。
Now let's remember also that we are still celebrating the 15 days of Chinese New Year, and so we are all happy and joyful, but not everyone in the world will be.
我们打开报纸，你看过去有一个很有钱的新加坡人，他的儿子突然间心脏病爆发，在过年前两天心脏病爆发，突然死了。他才结婚不到一年，他的孩子刚刚要满一周岁。
Not long ago, we saw in the papers that the son of a tycoon in Singapore passed away, in Malaysia actually. And he died of a heart attack. He had been married for barely a year, and his son was just about 1 month old.
所以在这个寡妇怎么样来面对这一切呢？
How is his widow expected to deal with this tragedy?
这个就跟我们拿奥米这个儿媳妇这个路德怎么样面对两个比较呢？一个我们知道圣经里面有讲，另外一个呢，前面还是不知道，前途茫茫，不知道应该怎么办。
And that's what the book of Ruth deals with. It's a similar story of Naomi and Ruth, and there is all uncertainty that lies before them.
我记得在三十年前。我去这个澳洲这个 Perth 去公干的时候呢，那时候我的一个好朋友一个好朋友很亲密的一个好朋友，突然间癌症死了，剩下他的老婆，他的女儿也是一岁大。我去到那里， 我一直在想念着我的朋友刚刚去世，又看到他的女儿这么小，这个年轻的寡妇怎么面对将来呢？在主日的聚会的时候呢，他们一直唱诗，我在那边唱诗的时候一直流泪，那么另外一个人在旁边一直看我，为什么他一直在哭，真的是流个不停。
Many years ago when I visited Perth for work, I had a very close friend there who had suddenly passed away because of cancer, and he left behind his young wife as well as a very young child, and I could not help but wonder how they would get by and get past this tragedy. And I remember on the Lord's Day at church, as we were all singing hymns, I was singing too, but the tears just kept rolling down my cheeks, and the people standing next to me kept looking and wondering what was wrong.
So 我们心里都有一个 soft spot, 我们心里都有一个爱护，觉得如果一个人在一个国外人生地不熟，没有孩子，没有亲人，丈夫死了，应该怎么办呢？所以这个呢，怎么样生活下去呢？要离开这个家，回去以前的家，到底要怎么样呢？这个就是路德所面对的问题。
And I think every one of us has a soft spot for for people in that situation where you are in a foreign land, there is no family around you, and everyone has passed away. What do you do? Do you return home or do you stay? That's the story that Ruth, that the book of Ruth tells us.
所以在这边路德的表现呢，可以说所有的妈妈所盼望得到的儿媳妇的名字都是叫路德。
Now the behavior of Ruth in a situation like that is something that I think just about every mother would want to find in a daughter-in-law.
这个是一个非常标准的一个儿媳妇有超越的德贤德的表现呢，让所有的人都羡慕。
And it is such a It's such an exemplary behavior that, that all mothers would envy.
所以让我们来仔细讲这个故事的时候呢，然后我们才来仔细的来分析它。
So let's sink our teeth into this story, and then we will examine it more closely.
所以今天早上呢，我用三点来作为我的大纲。第一点呢，我先介绍一下这一本书，然后呢，我们进入去看它的内容，就是它。只有四章，八十五节，很简单的，它的内容，它的结构，然后呢，我们来思想它的主题是什么。
So broadly, this is my outline. I will give you an introduction to the book of Ruth. We'll examine the content, and it is a short book, so just four chapters and 89 verses. And we'll quickly get through it, and then finally we'll look at its theme.
首先让我们来介绍一下。
So let's first have a quick introduction.
路德这本书呢，可以讲是这个犹太人小说的精品。
The book of Ruth is often considered a masterpiece, a Jewish masterpiece of narrative.
他的小说写的精简，而且呢非常的扣人心，写的非常的这个紧凑，能够非常很简单、很短的一个抓住你的心，使你不能够放下那本书。
It is a short story, and it is concise. Yet, in its brevity, it is able to grip you and really pull you into its story.
那么这个也是一个典型的爱情故事。
It is also a classic love story of the Bible.
对，每一个人都很喜欢。
And so everyone loves it.
刚才提到，这个也是最典型的。所以，如果你有儿子啊，你就劝你的儿子要找路德。这样的儿媳妇做这样的女人做儿媳妇。
We also see Ruth being an ideal daughter-in-law, and those of us who have sons, please advise them to look for a woman like Ruth.
那么如果你有女儿呢，我劝你教你的女儿要成为一个路德。
And if those of you who have daughters, please teach your daughters to be like her.
她爱她的丈夫，她爱她的夫家。她爱她的丈夫的家，她爱她的婆婆，到一个程度呢，就算丈夫死了，她也要跟随他，照顾他， 保护她。
She loved so selfishly that not only did she love her husband, and she also loved her husband's family. She loved her mother-in-law so much that she wanted to stay with her mother-in-law to protect her.
我记得一件事情。我还没有结婚之前呢，我在追求一个女孩子。这个女孩子跟我讲说，如果你要爱我，要爱我的家人。
I remember before I got married, I was dating a girl, and she told me that if you love me, you must love my family also.
我觉得这个人很有智慧，对不对？
And I thought, wow, that's very wise.
我相信你们认识这个人是谁。
I think you might know who this woman is.
那么在路回到路德的时候呢，路德第一章第十六节他这么讲，路德说那个拿奥米他说我已经丈夫死了，儿子也死了，在这边又有饥荒，我想回去我自己的家，你回到你自己的父家呢，或许你再嫁人吧，或许你将来可以找一个好丈夫，然后生子，你过你的生活吧。但是路德不肯，他说不要催我回去，不跟随你，你往哪里去我也跟着你，你住在哪里我就住在哪里，你的国就是我的国，或者是你的名就是我的名，你的神就是我的神。
Now we see early on that Naomi's husband and sons die, that means Ruth's husband, and so here she is in a tough place, being very sad. She wants to go back to her landAnd so she tells Ruth and her daughters-in-law, leave me, go back to your own father's homes. There's still a chance that you would marry, have a good future. Do not come with me. In verse 16, Ruth tells her, do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God.
So you will find...这样的这个妇人呢，哪里找得到呢？
How rare is it for such a daughter-in-law to for us to find such a daughter-in-law?
那么他当然，拿奥米有两个儿媳妇，一个就是路德，另外一个呢说，好吧，我就走了。可见这个人就衬托出这个路德是何等的宝贵。
We see that Naomi had two daughters-in-law. One of them, other than Ruth, said, okay, I will leave and I'll go back to my father's home. And that makes Ruth's behavior all the more precious.
So we can see that Ruth is very precious. And then we can continue to look at it. It's not only the most ideal daughter. In the whole book, we can see that loyalty and faithfulness are very precious.
Now, this idea of loyalty that Ruth had to her mother-in-law is seen throughout the book of Ruth. These themes of loyalty and faithfulness keep coming up.
很多婚姻失败最大的五大问题里面呢，婆媳之间的问题是最大的，但是我们看到这边婆媳的关系是最美的。
Now, five of the biggest reasons for a marriage to break up of those five, one of them is loyalty. In-law relationships. Yet here we see that this relationship is sweet.
所以这边呢，我们看到她不但是她爱丈夫，她也爱她丈夫的家人，甚至呢，她忠心他们。当丈夫不在的时候呢，她预备去帮助、去保护、去供应。尽一切所能去来供养这个他们的他父的丈夫的父母。
And the relationship between Naomi and Ruth is so sweet that despite her husband and all her relations to Naomi's family having been severed and having died, she remains with her mother-in-law.
我们当想到贤德的妇人的时候，通常都想到箴言三十一章的那个妇人。
Now when we talk about a virtuous woman, a woman of noble character, we think about the Proverbs 31 woman.
但是呢，这个路德呢，在波阿斯的眼睛里面呢，她就是一个贤德的妇人。
But in the eyes of Boaz, this woman, Ruth, was such a woman.
所以三章十一节讲到说，这个波阿斯看到她，他说女儿不要怕，他说我知道。所有的人都知道你是贤德的女子，在 ESV 翻译成 worthy， 在 这个 New American 翻译成 Woman of Excellent， 但是也有应该是 Virtuous。
Now Boaz says to Ruth in chapter 3 verse 11, Now my daughter, do not fear, I will do for you all that you ask, for all my fellow townsmen know that you are a worthy woman. That term worthy woman is translated as woman of excellence in the NAS.
所以我们看到这个是非常宝贵的，然后呢我们还看到一件事情呢，你知道吗？路德呢是唯一一本圣经用外邦女子的名字来做她的 title， 她的名称。
Now another interesting point is that the book of Ruth is the only book in the Bible that is titled after a Gentile woman.
是的，我们知道圣经里面有两本呢是用女人的名字，一本呢叫做路德，另外一本呢叫做 Esther， 就是以斯帖。
Of course, there are two books that are named after women in the Bible. We know Ruth.And there's the other book, Esther.
所以，但是路德是一个外邦女子的名字，成为圣经犹太人经典的这个一本书，这个就是很特别的地方。
Yet the Bible is a Jewish word. It's a Jewish book, and this is a Gentile woman to have her name as one of those books is a big deal.
那么路德跟以斯帖有什么不同呢？
What are the differences between Ruth and Esther?
我们做一个很快的比较。
Let's do a quick comparison.
第一呢，这个路德呢是外邦女子，以斯帖呢是犹太女子。
Ruth is a Gentile woman and Esther is a Jewish woman.
那么这个外邦女子呢，路德住在犹太人当中，但是以斯帖是犹太女子住在外邦人当中。
Ruth is a Gentile living amongst Jews. Esther is a Jew living amongst Gentiles.
那么路德呢是外邦人嫁到这个犹太人的王室里面，那么以斯帖是犹太女子嫁到外邦人的王里面。
Ruth was a woman who married into the Jewish royal, what was to become the Jewish royal line who ruled an empire, while Esther married a Gentile.
那么另外呢，我们看到呢，在路德记里面，神的主权呢。你仔细看的话，虽然是很含蓄，我们能够看到神的主权，而且他提到神的名字好几次呢。但是在以斯帖呢，神的名字完全没有提出来，所以我们可以说路德呢，可以是看到神的主权，在这个以斯帖呢，我们看到神的名字完全没有提，但是神在那个护理 providence 护理管理在这个隐藏的手在管理。
While God's name is mentioned in the book of Ruth, it is not mentioned at all in the book of Esther. And in the book of Ruth, there is an emphasis on God's sovereignty, though it's in the background and never explicitly stated. It's clear that God is sovereign in the events that take place. In the book of Esther, the emphasis is on the providence of God.
那么同时呢，这一本书很特别，为什么呢？只有这本书的介述是以家谱来介述，家谱。作为介述是根本好像不大可能，而且甚至有人怀疑为什么用家谱来介述呢？
It's also unusual in that it ends with a genealogy, and some people suspect actually its source because it's so uncommon to end with a genealogy.
所以这样为什么有这本书？为什么会用家谱来介述呢？当然我们迟一些给大家看到，他介述的时候讲到这个是大卫的家谱。可见呢，他这本书的目的是要告诉我们说大卫从哪里来，所以大卫到现在啊还没有出现，只有在撒母耳记上下、列王记上下才出现。这个时候是要准备让我们知道原来大卫从哪里来的。
Now, we'll come to that genealogy bit, but suffice to say right now that genealogy ends with us seeing that Ruth's line.Eventually extends to David, and we don't see David yet. David has not come onto the stage yet, and we only see him in the books of Samuel. But the point here is to show us where David comes from.
所以我们可以这么讲，约书亚记呢，或者是四世纪呢，基本上是给我们预备，我们看到以色列国是从哪里来的。但是呢，是这个路德记是要让我们知道大卫这个人是从哪里来的。
So while the books of Joshua and Judges tell us the legacy of the nation of Israel, the book of Ruth focuses on the lineage of David.
所以这个就给我们看到那一本书为什么会排在四世纪跟列王撒母耳记中间有一本这样的书出现，目的是让你知道啊，这本书是连接的，整本圣经是连接的。And
it goes to show why Ruth is placed in between after the Judges and before Samuel, because the whole it's connected.
所以这个路德记就是把四世纪这个列祖的这个patriarch跟这个monarchy的时代，就是列王的时代呢，连接点就是这个路德。And
Ruth is this connecting book between the time of the judges and the monarchy.
那么我们知道这个背景呢，四世纪呢是当时候最黑暗的时期。上次我们在讲到四世纪的时候呢，但是路德记却给我们看到一束光明。
And if you remember our discussion, our message on the book of Judges last week, we said that the book of Judges was a dark time for Israel. Yet here in the midst of that darkness is the book of Ruth, a source of light.
所以我们在路德记一开始的时候，就说四世秉政的时候，在这个黑暗的时期，出现了一盏灯，一道光明，一束光，给我们看到，在这里还有神的子民遵从、遵守、顺服神的教导。
And so it starts with, in the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. It was a dark time for Israel. Again, in the midst of that darkness, the Bible shows us that there are people who are faithful to God, and God provides them hope.
所以如果我们做两本书的比较的时候呢，你就会看到这个四世纪跟路德的比较是这样。
Here we have a side-by-side comparison of the book of Judges and the book of Ruth.
在四世纪的时候，他们道德败坏，但是我们在路德记呢，我们看到有很高尚的道德品德。And
the contrast is such that in the book of Judges, we see the immorality of the people, but in the book of Ruth, we see fidelity, righteousness, purity.
四世纪我们看到拜偶像，在路德记我们看到路德追求真神。In
the book of Judges, we see idolatry. In the book of Ruth, we see the worship of the one and only God.
四世纪我们看到他们很多人都背信弃义，但是在四世纪呢，我们却看到他们忠诚跟信实，faithfulness.
We see decline and disloyalty in Judges. We see devotion in the book of Ruth.
我们在四世纪看到很多罪跟放纵肉体呢，但是在四世纪呢，在路德记呢，我们看到所讲的是真爱，追求纯正的爱情。
We see lust of the flesh in the book of Judges, but we see true love in Ruth.
四世纪充满战争，路德记是充满和平。We
see war in Judges, we see peace in Ruth.
那么四世纪充满了这个残暴，但在四世纪里面呢，在路德记呢，充满了坚贞的爱情。The
book of Judges portrays cruelty, but the book of Ruth portrays kindness.
那么在四世纪里面，我们看到许多因为很多不顺服导致这个审判。 但是在路德记呢，因为顺服神，却导致神的祝福。神是我们看到，弥赛亚的那个祖先是从这条线来。And
because of disobedience, we see judgment in the book of Judges. Because of disobedience, or out of disobedience, we see blessing in the book of Ruth. To the extent that we're starting to see the line of the Messiah.
还有几点，多三点，我们就可以结束这个早上的这个。 Introduction，这个介绍。
There's three more points before we close our introduction.
这本书很特别，这本书里面没有伟大的英雄人物的出现，包括亚伯拉罕、摩西啦，所有的圣经里面伟大的人物全部没有在这边出现，除了大卫在后面稍微提一提。Now
there are no major characters in the book of Ruth. No big heroic characters, except the mention of David right at the very end.
所以这本书是在形容你跟我，形容一个普通人、普通老百姓的生活。It
reflects the life of a commoner, not unlike you and I.
所以你在读这本书的时候很奇怪，这个本书呢没有很伟大的这个hero，这些伟大人物存在，而是实在是普通的来百姓的一些生活的琐事罢了。
There are no great men and women in this Bible, no one that has been monumental in history. In fact, they are commoners.
你还有一件事情很特别，你仔细读这本书的时候呢，没有提到祷告，很奇怪的，没有提到祷告，也没有提到宗教活动，但是呢，神却带领着他们。
It's also curious that the book does not mention prayer or any sort of religious activities, yet God is seen leading them.
所以我们看到呢，在整个事情呢，都是人与人之间在做决定，应该做什么，要不要信神，要不要要不要遵守神，用智慧来处理每天的事情呢？但是神在冥冥中却在掌管带领，所以这本书呢很特别。
We see the affairs of men and decisions being made with the wisdom of men. Yet we also see that God in His sovereignty is working through those decisions and the activities of men.
所以我们可以这么讲说，这本书给我们一个另外一个想法，人的决定，我们日常生活所做的决定啊，这个怎么样做决定呢？跟神子主权的关系是什么呢？或者神怎么样带领呢？所以这本书就给我们看到一个很美的一个用智慧来过我们应该有的生活呢，神是祝福的，不一定说你一定要在众人面前祷告，要掉说我们先寻求神的旨意，他显然寻求神的旨意，只是他不用这些方法来表示。
And it shows us the relationship between the decisions made in wisdom and God's sovereignty, and God is able to work through those decisions and those men and women who liveout God's will. There is no need for any grand display of religiosity or faith, but a simple adherence to God.
所以这个大家去想，当你读的时候在想这个问题。来，我来很快来再讲一下这个提到这个这本书的书名就是路德这个寡妇的名字。
So let's look at a few key things. The title obviously is the Book of Ruth, and this is the name of the widow.
这个路德什么意思呢？基本上这个路德有些不同的解释。一个就是就是朋友友情的意思。
And there are various interpretations of this name. Some say it means friendship.
这个路德正是在这本书里面出现十二次，但是在这本书以外只有出现一次，就是耶稣的家谱。整本圣经没有再提到他的名字。
The name Ruth appears about 12 times in this book and is not mentioned anywhere else in the Bible except once in dealing with Jesus' lineage in the New Testament.
而且在这本书里面，在提到这个路德的时候，一直强调他是摩亚的女子，摩亚的女子，摩亚的女子，是要告诉他这个是一个外邦人。
And every time the name Ruth is mentioned, you never in the same breath you hear that this was a woman from Moab, this was a woman from Moab, and it is emphatic on the fact that she is an outsider.
所以这个是要强调，这边有一个外邦的女子，信了主，相信了，依靠了耶和华，跟随以色列人去敬拜神的结果。
And here is a Gentile woman who is married into a Jewish family, has believed in their God and what the results are.
那么这本书是谁写的呢？
Who is the author?
在以色列人认为这本书是撒母耳写的。
The Israel Jewish tradition believes that the author is Samuel.
但是后来有很多这个学者不断的说这个是不可能的。
But a lot of scholars say this is impossible.
但是后来又有一些学者觉得还是有可能是这个撒母耳写。
But then the idea that Samuel had written it comes back later on in later scholarship.
我们从圣经里面呢，只有几个线索可以知道这段的这个可能性是谁。
And there are just a few hints from the Bible that point to who the author might be.
刚才我们已经讲过很多次，第一章第一节，当士师秉政的时候，所以这个时间应该是士师这段时间。后面讲到大卫说，是士师跟大卫之间这边的人物出现，才可能是写这本书的人。
It opens with the words "in the days when the judges," and the book obviously sits in between judges and the appearance of David, and it must be written by someone who lived in this intervening time.
那么如果你看第四章第七节，
And then if you look at chapter 4, verse 7,
他说, 从前, 以色列中要定夺什么事, 要赎回或要交易这人就要脱鞋子给那个人, 他说, 以前有做这件事情, 这个时候没有做, 他已经给我们那个, 你要找那, 什么时候这些人不脱鞋子, 就是那段时间出现这些, 这些事情的, 这些人选的。
Now this verse says, now this was the custom in former times in Israel concerning redeeming and exchanging. Now what we have here is a timestamp that tells us that they are in, the author is in it writing in a time where this practice is no longer.
但是有些人说不可能是这个约这个撒母耳写，因为大卫做王的时候，撒母已经死了。但是你不要忘记，撒母耳就是高大卫，虽然他没有做王，不过他高他，他说神要你做以色列王，所以撒母耳是应该知道的。
And so some people say it can't be Samuel because they say it can't be Samuel, but let's not forget that they say that when David took the throne, Samuel had already died. But let's not forget that Samuel was who anointed David, and so and therefore he knew.
所以他应该知道。
And so he should be the author.
所以如果是撒母耳，不奇怪。
And so it should not be curious to us that the author was Samuel.
那么还有另外一个问题就是路德记呢，我们的圣经，你的英文圣经，我的华文圣经呢，路德记是在四世纪跟这个撒母耳记的中间。The
book of Ruth also sits between the book of Judges and the book of First Samuel.
我们的圣经是根据以这个希腊74译本 Septuagint 的排法来安排我们的圣经。
Our Bible is ordered in the same way as the Septuagint.
所以，但是呢，在这个希伯来人的旧约里面呢，路德记是放在最后的 writing， 在最后一段跟这个耶利米哀歌跟这个 Song of Solomon 这些全部放在后面。但是呢，我想放在我们中间应该是对的。
However, in the Hebrew Bible, the Book of Ruth is placed right at the end together with the Song of Solomon and Lamentations and we think that this is actually our current order of things is correct.
因为如果路德放在这里呢，就给我们看到这个为什么路德记会在这里，他借四世纪，然后呢借下去列王记，所以他就给我们预备我们来朝见，或者预备我们来接受大卫这个人。
And there is a logical flow if where Ruth is found because it prepares us to meet David.
那我们现在刚才我们讲的这些就是一般上对于路德记的一些介绍。所以你在读的时候，你清楚这些事情，然后我们来读的时候呢，比较有一个能够去接受。So
our introduction here gives you some scaffolding for when you actually begin to read Ruth.
那么让我们来看它的内容或者它的结构。
Now let us look at the content.
所以整本路德记呢是故事性 narrative， 是，所以我们在明白故事的时候呢，我们有如何写故事呢？我们要从这个角度去看它。First
of all, the genre of the book of Ruth is clearly a narrative, and therefore, as we approach Ruth, we need to interpret it as a narrative.
所以刚才我们已经看到它的历史背景，就是四世纪那一段时间。So
we've already seen what the context and the setting is. We see that it's set in time of the judges.
我们来看路德记呢，它只有四章。
And as we approach it as a narrative, we see that there are just four chapters.
而且有85节经文。
And about 85 verses.
85 verses.而且呢，照这个有85节经文里面呢，56节是对话 dialogue.
Of those 85 verses, 56 of those verses. A dialogue.
所以整本故事就是它的整个写法就是两个你讲一句，我讲一句，你讲一句，我讲一句。从这个对话当中呢，我们就看出这个故事的主题。And
the format, or a large part of the format of the book of Ruth is in dialogue. Through that dialogue, the story unfolds.
所以你就看到这个 dialogue 这个对话的重要。And
we see the importance of dialogue in the book of Ruth.
那么刚才我们这 我们在教大家如何看故事的时候，看圣经的故事的时候，很注意的就是不同的场景的 scene 改变的时候呢，就是一个段落。
we see the natural breaks in the story as the scene changes in the in Ruth.
所以路德呢，四章有四个场景。
And there are four different scenes, just as there are four different chapters.
所以第一章给我们看到信心的选择，这个就是它的大纲。
Here are the various scenes. The first scene is the choice of faith.
这个就是路德呢，他到他的这个婆婆已经要回去的时候呢，他必须要做决定。你要留在自己的摩亚地呢，还是要跟随婆婆？这个是信心的抉择。
And we see that Ruth comes to a decision point. Does she follow her mother-in-law or does she go back?
结果他就很，刚才我们读的那经文，他说：“你的名就是我的名，你的国是我的国，你的神是我的神。”他决定跟随耶和华。
And we saw as we read in the verse previously that your people will be my people, your God will be my God, and she makes that decision.
所以第一章就是从摩亚地回到这个伯利恒。
And so the scene is of her from Moab going back to the land of Israel.
第二章呢，他们来到伯利恒的时候，他们不需要吃，所以他就。路德呢就去到这个一个人的这个禾场上面去收这些麦穗。
Now back in Bethlehem, which is Naomi's hometown, we see Ruth going into someone's barley fields to glean or to take some of that barley.
你看第三。第二章第三节，路德就去来到田间收割的人后面拾取麦穗，他恰巧到以利米勒本族的波阿斯那块田里。
Now, if you look at chapter 2 verse 3, it says, "So she set out and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz."
你要去讨食物吃呢？这个是一个冒险，所以你要有这个挑战，去怎么解决你的三餐。但是它恰巧 happen to be， 我们知道圣经里面神是主权管理，不可能 happen to be， 因为神带领他到那个地方。原来这个人就是他至亲的这个的亲人。
Now she's going about scavenging for food really.There are obviously risks. It so happens that it says here she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz. Now we know that this, of course, is God's leading her to a person who would eventually redeem her.
所以来到这里呢，我们发现呢，他这个波阿斯就说没有关系，你尽量拿。他听说了这个人是谁，原来这个是一个贤惠的人，原来这个是很有。这个忠实的人，很有信实的人，他说你尽量拿，叫他的工人不要阻止他，尽能够吃跟他一起吃，跟他一起喝，你要什么尽量给他。
Now she comes face to face, Ruth comes face to face with Boaz who owns the barley field. Boaz clearly has heard of Ruth. He hears that not only she returned with Naomi, he hears of her character and he hears that she is of noble character.And what he does is he tells his workers to not stop her from taking the barley and to give her whatever she needs.
那么路德回到自己的家里，告诉自己的这个婆婆，告诉她我今天做了什么事情，她就告诉这个人，有一个人叫做波阿斯。拿俄米一听到，他就大声感谢主，哇，神真的是有智慧。所以他在第二十节说，拿俄米对儿夫说，愿那人。蒙耶和华赐福，因为他不断的赐恩待活人死人。那因为说他是我们本族是至亲的亲属，他突然间发现原来有一个亲属在那边，刚巧你去在他那边，他说这个一定是有神的带领。
And so Ruth at the end of the day goes back to Naomi and tells her what she's been doing and how she's met a man by the name of Boaz, and Naomi is surprised and overjoyed and she says in verse 20.Of chapter 2, may he be blessed by the Lord whose kindness has not forsaken the living or the dead. This man is a close relative of ours, one of our redeemers.
So you can see here, there is a God in the meaning of God's leading, to bring him to this land, to bring him to this land, to bring him to this land, to get the benefit. At this time, the third章, Naomi says, "Oh, this is his own, he can bring him to our land." 所以这个 redeemer 这个赎回呢，好像耶稣赎回我们这个观念呢，它就产生了旧约里面有这样的这个规条，说他至亲的人可以赎回，所以他就说，然后这个路德，你不要再穿这个上礼，你要穿比较漂亮的衣服去那边跟这个摩巴斯讲，我要你娶我。
And so we see that Naomi then tells her that this is in fact a close relative of ours. And in the Old Testament, there are laws that allow a close family member to redeem a family. And this, of course, gives us a foreshadowing of the redemption that comes with Jesus Christ in the New Testament. But he sees that this has happened. And clearly God is working in the mundane affairs of men. And she tells Ruth to stop wearing the clothes of mourning that she's been wearing and to change into a cloak.
很多人问我，我们中国人嘛，我们亚洲人嘛，男的追女的可以吗？女的追男可以吗？可以吗？这边女的去追男的吗？
A lot of people ask me, we're Asians, is it okay that the woman pursues the man and not the other way around?
But we see clear example here. So, 姐妹, let's go.
So, sisters, let's go.
勇敢一点。
Be brave.
所以在这里你看到吗？他去那边的时候呢，他就告诉他说，我是谁，我要你，他其实他的对话里面呢，从文化里面是说，我要你娶我做你的太太。当然这个有一些文化的背景让我们知道，所以这个是，所以我们的第一大点，他有信心的选择，他信心的挑战，他要去哪找食物，那么他知道原来这个是不阿是他至亲的，他叫做信心的要求，说旧约里面有这个规条，你可以赎回我们家的，而且呢要娶我，还要给我生一个孩子。
And so Naomi tells her to take off these clothes of mourning, put on this cloak, and go to Boaz and say to him that you are indeed a close member of the family and you are a redeemer. And basically she puts forward the option for him to marry her. So we go back to our outline on the screen. We saw the choice of faith that that Ruth made. We see the challenge in her faith where she follows her mother-in-law and she is scavenging for food. And then they find out that Boaz is in fact a potential redeemer of the family. And so she puts out that claim in faith to say, redeemers.
有些人说，这边会不会说，他半夜跑到他的脚那边，躺在那边睡觉，好像是一个妓女的表现，所以他们有没有还没有结婚就同居的这个问题。
Then some people have raised the fact that Ruth having gone in the middle of the night to lay by Boaz's feet, is that a suggestion of immorality?
但是如果我们看经文的 language, 它的语言呢，他说他当这个波阿斯起来发现的时候，为什么你躺在这里，他说你是一个贤德的女子，所以这些言语呢，应该是他们什么事都没有做，只是他说我只是这一个表示，所以他说你可不可以用你的衣服盖着我，盖着的意思说我愿意接纳你成为我的家人的意思，我愿意保护你，我愿意赎回你的意思。
But we see the language of the Bible and he calls her
worthy woman,
a worthy woman, and he says in verse 15 of chapter 3, bring your garment, and he covers her with the garment. And there is clearly that there's no suggestion that any immorality has taken place here.
所以我们不相信这边有一些不道德的事情发生。
And we do not believe, there's no reason for us to believe that anything immoral has taken place.
我顺便一提的是，很多人在读这段圣经的时候，在读路德记说，她是摩亚女子，圣经里面说以色列人不可以娶摩亚女子。
Some others might say, hang on, she's a woman from Moab, and the Bible says that Israel cannot marry into women of other countries.
所以他讲的是 another country, 我讲的是摩亚。
Sorry.
但是他也有他的历史。为什么呢？当时候当他们攻打这个以色列人攻打迦南地的时候，神很清楚说迦南地的人不可以结婚。但是摩亚他没有提到。但是呢，后来他有提到这个摩亚的女子呢， 时代的人呢不能够进圣殿，所以有可以解释，有些人可以解释说，路德记是在时代之后可以进圣殿敬拜，那是没有问题的。
Now the background is that as Israel was entering the land of Canaan, God said that they cannot intermarry with those in the land of Canaan. Now he does not talk about Moab. Now later on in the Bible, what he does say is that 10 generations of Moabites cannot enter into the temple. And it is apparent that Ruth was after that those 10 generations.
所以这个只是一些问题解答吧。那我们回到我们的大纲，所以我们看到这个第一章讲到信心的选择，第二章讲到信心的挑战，第三章呢讲到信心的要求，说你这个路德说你可以娶我，赎回我们的家的这个产业。然后最后呢，但是路德在这个时候很多故事就是这样，应该是完美结束的，哎，不可以，还有比我更亲的人，所以他说。让我请所有的人来问那个更亲的人愿不愿意，他不愿意我才娶，所以这个又一个转折，一个 suspend 啊，然后呢才一个圆满的结束。
So we see the choice of faith, challenge in faith, and then Ruth comes before Boaz and lays her claim on the potential redemption, and just as he's willing to do that, he then says, butThere is one that is closer than I, and like any good story, a twist comes in at this point. And so Boaz gathers all the men and the leaders of Bethlehem, and they come together to see if indeed this closer relative is willing to redeem Ruth.
结果他不愿意这路这个波阿斯就娶了结果所以这个故事就圆满结束。路德本来是一无所有的外邦女子，贫穷回到这里，她却成为以色列中最有钱的人的太太。
We see then that this other redeemer decides that he will not and he will not redeem them, and so Boaz comes in and fills that role, and he does eventually become the redeemer of the family. He does eventually marry Ruth and they begin a family. And here we see that Ruth, an outsider, a woman of Moab, with nothing left, no family, no possessions, comes to Bethlehem, marries into a family of one of the richest men there.
所以他在结束整本书结束的时候，是作者用一句最有神学性的一句话，在四章十三节，他说。于是波阿斯娶了路德为妻，与他同房。然后这句话最有神学性的就是耶和华使他怀孕生了一个儿子，所以神直接的 intervene， 是直接的介入。那么他说这个儿子是谁呢？这个儿子就是俄贝德，就是耶西的父亲，耶西就是大卫的父亲，所以这个就整个结束了整本书。
And then we see in verse 13 a verse which is full of theologicala weight over here where it says, so Boaz took Ruth and she became his wife and he went into her and the Lord gave her conception and she bore a son. This son was named Obed, and we see then that how the line of Obed extends into David. We see that direct intervention of God when he says that the Lord gave her conception.
Okay, 所以这个不但是成为大卫的父亲这个俄贝德呢成为耶西的父亲，耶西是大卫的父亲，甚至到主耶稣弥赛亚的线就是从这条来。
And in just these verses we see that Obed was the father of Jesse, who was the father of David, and we are now able to trace the lineage of Jesus all the way to here.
所以如果你拿掉这本书呢，我们很多问题就出现，不知道这些人是谁，那么从哪里来。
If you remove the book of Ruth, then we have a lot of trouble with tracing that line of Christ back to here.
现在我们来讲最后一点，就是这个大纲，这个主题。刚才我们讲的稍微的路德记的介绍，路德记的内容，现在我们来讲路德记的主题到底是什么。
So we've seen the introduction and the content. Now let's understand what the theme of Ruth is.
所以你会发现故事呢, 不是书信这么简单, 一句话就可以讲清楚。
You will see that narratives aren't as simple to interpret as an episode. One verse and you've got it.
故事可以从很多角度来看。
Because a narrative can come from multiple different angles.
有些人说这个是神的主权。
Some people say this is about God's sovereignty.
有些人说这个是神的 providence 那个护理怎么样带领他们。
And some people say this is about God's providence and how He has led them.
有些人说这个是要预备我们接受大卫做王，所以这个是 political agenda， 就是这个有政治性的，是原来这个为什么大卫可以以色列人一下子就接受大卫，而不拥护这个扫罗呢？ 因为有这本书，哦，原来明白了，所以我们现在支持大卫。
Some people say there is a political agenda to this book because it was meant as a way for the Israelites to accept David because the question was how come David was so readily accepted as king.
所以我个人觉得在读的时候呢，其实快相当清楚，四世纪接触大卫，然后就进入讲到大卫的事情，所以这个是有神的意思在里面。 但是当中呢，我们也看到另外一个，就是提到忠诚、忠实、信实的重要。
It's quite clear to me that the placement of the book of Ruth is natural in that it talks about it is the bridge between Israel in the time of the judges and David and further on. But in the midst of this, we also see a story of faithfulness, loyalty. And the relationship between the human and the divine.
所以我们一开始就想，这本书没有提到大人物。
As we said earlier on, there are no heroic characters in this book.
都是平民百姓。
They are commoners.
就像你跟我。
Just like you and I.
那么我们每天都在做决定，这个决定跟神的主权有没有关系呢？
And you and I make decisions every day. Do these decisions have any relation to God?
当然有神在冥冥中他在掌管，冥冥中他在带领。所以我们只能够按照我们所懂的，按照我们对圣经的认识，做我们应该做的事情，神自然会带领你。
The answer is yes, and in our decisions and in our daily activities, God is working through those things to accomplish His will. And therefore, in wisdom, as we live and make decisions, God uses them and leads us along.
但是这本书很清楚给我们看见。 这个信实 faithfulness 跟这个 loyalty 这个忠实忠诚非常的重要，因为整本圣经呢一开始的时候，拿尤那个拿尔米愿意回到自己的家乡，回到自己的国家，这个就是归回到自己的地方去。
We also see the value and the importance of faithfulness and loyalty, and the book begins by showing how Naomi went back to her people and her land.
那么我们也看到路德呢，做了一个决定，要跟随她的夫家，要跟随她的夫妻，这个她的夫丈夫的夫家，到他那边以忠诚，以这个信实来跟随他。
We see obviously the faithfulness and the loyalty of Ruth. To her mother-in-law.
那么我们也看到波阿斯愿意遵守当时候的教导，去接纳这个路德，成为他，给他赎回他的家，然后呢，给他生孩子。We
see Boaz fulfilling the obligation on him to redeem this family and to marry Ruth and to start a family with her.
然后呢，我们看到神。 祝福这样的带领，祝福这样的事情，因为神对于亚伯拉罕他们的这个以撒雅各的应许，要给他存留，不要给他们，所以主对他们信实祝福他们，所以我们从这条线看出这个大卫的产生，还有这个弥赛亚的来源。And
then we see God's faithfulness in blessing them for the sake of His faithfulness to Abraham and the covenant that He had given them. And then from there, we see the lineage of the Messiah coming forward.
所以我们整本书是的，是一个很美的爱情故事。
So yes, it's a beautiful love story.
你在读的时候呢，你去欣赏它这个故事的结构啊、描写啊，很多现在学者都认为这个是非常精简、很 economy of words， 把这个重要的事情呢都讲出来，所以这个是一个非常 masterful 精品的一个小说。
And as you read the book of Ruth, don't miss the fact that it is such a literary masterpiece. Enjoy the masterful writing, because there is an economy of words in this book, yet in that brevity, there is so much emotion and it really draws you in.
所以我们看到整本圣经呢是一条线连接的。
We also see that the Bible has a linear flow to it.
我们也看到原来外邦人也可以跟随耶和华神，神也祝福，而且成为的这个弥赛亚的一个祖先的这个来源。But
we also see that the Gentiles have a stake in God's blessing.
那么我们也看到我们平时普通老百姓， 我们忠实的跟随神， 神自然会祝福你。
We also see that in our day-to-day lives and in the decisions and activities of commoners like you and I, God works through those decisions to achieve and accomplish His will.
我们看到神的慈爱， 神的，我们讲 hesed， 就是他 covenantal love， 就是他用守约的爱来保护我们， 同时呢，他不断的来带领我们， 虽然我们看不见他，摸不着他，但是他还在冥冥中在引导我们。
We also see God's hesed, His covenantal love towards us, and how even though we do not see Him and we cannot hold Him, we are aware of the love that leads us, that protects us, that provides for us.
所以我觉得这个 loyalty, faithfulness 是非常非常的重要。
And so these themes of loyalty and faithfulness are really, really important key themes here.
所以在我的生命中，我非常注意忠实、忠诚 loyalty. 我的朋友当中，我的工作，如果你 not loyal， 我是不要跟你合作。
Which is why to me loyalty is so important a quality, and the people around me, the people I work with, need to be loyal, or I would prefer not to work with them.
如果你是一个很忠实、很诚恳、忠实的，就算你犯很多错，我都可以接受，只要你是忠实。但是如果你不忠实呢？你多聪明，你多有才干呢？我都不要交你这个朋友。
And if you are a loyal person, even if you make mistakes along the way, I will work with you. I will befriend you. But if you are a person of great talents and are capable and intelligent but are not loyal, then I will not want to work with you.
当然我也从这个伟人当中， John MacArthur 很强调的就是 loyalty.
Of course, John MacArthur has put a great value on loyalty as well.
我们中国人非常注意义气。
As Chinese, we put a lot of value in that loyalty.
连四会长都讲义气，如果你不讲义气，你连四会长都不灵。
In fact, the triads also put a lot of focus on loyalty, and if you're not loyal, they will not let you into the triad.
所以呢，主题呢，我认为是 loyalty， 忠实、忠恳、信实很重要。所以在你的小组的时候，我要问你，你认为这个忠 loyalty 忠诚？ 在你生命中有多重要？你这个忠诚呢？你对朋友、对家人、对信仰，到底有多忠诚？你怎么样在生命中培养起这个 loyalty， 这个忠诚的这个态度？同样的呢，你相信神在他的主权里面能够来 reward 赏赐我们的忠诚？
So I think the key theme of the book is our loyalty and faithfulness. And so I would like you to discuss those matters today in your small group and be guided by these four questions. First, how important is loyalty to you personally? Two, How loyal are you to your family, your friends, your faith? 3, how do you develop loyalty in our lives? And 4, do you believe God will sovereignly reward loyalty in our lives, and how? Let us join our hearts in prayer. Our Father, we thank you for this look at the book of Ruth. We thank you for showing us how even commoners and the lives of and the mundane routines and decisions and activities of our lives can be used for your glory. We thank you, Lord, that you are a God not just of global, monumental events and affairs, but you are a God of our everyday, of our successes and our disappointments. You are a God that we can hold on to even in the smallest of things, Lord, and in the day-to-day of our lives. We pray that, Father, you will help us to have an awareness of your working in our lives, that we might not, at the end of the day, think of you only as an afterthought, Lord. But help us see, even as we go through this coming week, Lord, your hand in our lives. We pray that, Lord, you would help us to be faithful to you and to be loyal to you just as you are to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.